Wingman Weekend starts Friday, September 25th, and runs through Sunday, the 27th. It is a hang gliding competition with a focus on beginner hang gliders. I travel to the top of Lookout Mountain to learn more. It's not quite 8 a.m., and I'm standing near the edge of a concrete ramp at Lookout Mountain Hang Gliding, speaking with Ted Hurley, to learn how exactly does someone participate in a hang gliding competition.
There's a few ways. If the wind's good, you can stay up. We set waypoints, so it's how fast you can hit each waypoint. The wind blows in at the mountain at a certain speed. You can kind of fly into it. There'll be a band of lift. You can stay up in that. And so you can make it all the way down to Chattanooga, which is about 11 miles from here, on a good day and come back. And then if there's thermals, that sort of stuff, you can go out in the valley and climb up even higher. At the competition there, they'll be watching you. They'll give you a GPS tracker. They'll set waypoints on it. You fly to one place, then the other place, then hopefully go and land in our field right there. They kind of time it, and if it's not great conditions like that, they just will set a big bullseye out in the landing zone down there, and I'm sure they judge you on how good your approach looks, because we're going to have a lot of beginner pilots competing in our competition this weekend, so I'm sure we're not going to be doing anything too crazy for them. We're going to be judging how well they do their approach and then how close they get to the center of that target.
It's not really a race like against each other, but a race against the clock using your skills.
Yeah. Some people get competitive, but hang gliding, it's kind of similar to golf, where you're competing against yourself more than anybody else. At the major, like, national competitions, you'll have the top pilots holding a round table with everybody, telling everybody their secrets. You know, something where everyone's trying to make everybody else better, and it's just a big kind of learning experience, a place for newer pilots to kind of push their abilities a little bit.
We drove down the mountain to the training fields, where beginners were getting a lesson on safety, donning their equipment, and how to control the gliders. I spoke with instructor C.J. Giordano about the company and what Lookout Mountain Hang Gliding has to offer.
You're teaching hang gliding lessons here, and I've been watching a lot of safety, a lot of how to do it before you ever even catch air in the hang glider. Why is it so important to take this much time at the beginning?
We like to say hang gliding is as safe as you want to make it. A lot of people think hang gliding is, they equate it to, you know, wingsuit flying, base jumping, and we like to equate hang gliding more to, you know, general aviation, hot air balloon flying, flying a small airplane. It's all about risk management, and it's as safe as you want to make it. So on the first day, we have one main goal. It's fun. And we can't have fun if we're not staying safe. So safety kind of takes the forefront of that goal right there, so we can have fun today.
Now, a lot of these people, this is obviously their first day, and then you have people that are further along in their training, but you have a competition coming up that's going to be encouraging the younger flyers to get involved.
Wingman Weekend is our annual competition where we take new hang glider pilots and we pair them up with very experienced hang glider pilots for a weekend of fun and friendly competition. We take people that have just maybe 20 or 30 flights off the mountain that have just graduated from our hang gliding school, and we start teaching them beginner soaring and competition skills, how to hook thermals, how to land out in different cow fields when you're going cross country, and stuff like that. It's also a really fun weekend. We're going to be having discount tandems all weekend for the family. If you guys want to come out and try hang gliding, it's a great time to just come out and watch the hang gliders fly all day on Saturday or Sunday, or come take a flight yourself with an instructor and just see what it's all about at 3,000 feet.
What are the prizes for this competition, other than obviously bragging rights?
Yeah, the prizes. So we're getting all kinds of prizes. We've been reaching out to hang glider manufacturers all over the world, actually. So we've got a few pieces of hang gliding equipment that is going to be really the best prize for these hang glider pilots to get that are new in their hang gliding exploits. We're going to have coveted first place trophy for sure. And just the bragging rights that you're the best new hang glider pilot around.
Go ahead and give me dates and times and where people should come if they're going to participate, and where they should come if they just want to watch.
So Wingman Weekend is September 26th and September 27th. The main day of competition starts on Saturday, but we're going to be doing tandem flights for anybody that wants to get an introductory experience to hang gliding. We're going to be doing that all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want to do a tandem flight, you just have to call us ahead at 706-398-3541 and book an appointment. It's going to be held at our flight park. Lookout Mountain Hang Gliding is actually just 12 miles down from the point of Lookout Mountain in scenic Georgia, just right outside of Hamilton County, which is a short drive from downtown. Saturday, we're going to have music afterwards at a party in our clubhouse. We're going to have a food truck Also on Saturday afternoon, we're going to have another food truck up top on top of the mountain at the launch. It's going to be a great party. We're going to have a huge bonfire afterwards. And of course, if you guys didn't know, we've got cabins, camping, a pool. It's actually a little hidden gem here. It's a little vacation just right outside of Chattanooga, a hang gliding resort, one and only. So.
Do you have to have any kind of certification in order to participate?
To fly off the mountain, yes. To come try hang gliding, no. We fly on the weekends up to 100 people a day with a certified instructor up to 1,500 feet or 3,000 feet in a hang glider. And we will actually let you fly the hang glider the very first day because you're right there with an instructor, so nothing can go wrong. As far as flying off the mountain, you do need a certification. And that's what we do here. We're actually primarily a hang gliding school. So we teach the students up to the level of the Hang 2 rating. That is the novice rating, and that's the rating that you need to fly off a mountain of the size of Lookout Mountain.
If you are interested in participating in Wingman Weekend, registration is open until 6 p.m. Thursday. You can contact Lookout Mountain Hang Gliding by calling 706-398-3541 or find them online at www.hangglide.com. That's HANGLIDE.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.